The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, of course, man. What's going on?
Bombas.com dedicated 2 years to engineer socks that stay up, last forever, and feel amazing on your feet.
You really freaked me out with the way you presented that.
Oh, sorry about that.
Like, yeah, now you're being nonchalant. You said with a lot of gravitas.
No, I totally apologize. I don't know why it came off that way.
I don't know why you interpreted it that way.
All of you guys have feet. And if you have feet, you need socks. And nothing is more comfortable than a Bombas sock. They actually sent us Bombas socks, and I ran in a pair.
Oh, yeah.
And they were comfortable. They were great. So thank you.
I also did something in a pair of those socks, not as active as running. I think I went to the store, and they were really good.
They're incredibly comfortable, and their honeycomb stitching hugs your foot. So whether you're walking or running, your feet feel perfect. So if you're in need of new socks, both for athletic purposes and for store-going purposes, highly recommend at least checking out Bombas.com, and if you go to our URL, bombas.com/ifiwereyou, all lowercase.
Very nice.
You'll get 20% off your first order and free shipping.
If the URL, they type in the URL all in uppercase, it would still...
No, but the coupon code, the URL, has to be lowercase.
Oh,
that's right. Wow. That's right. Okay. So if you're looking, if you're in the market for comfortable socks that look cool, that you can run in, that you can chill in, that you use Prima cotton so it's soft...
Would you say they're Bomb-ass socks?
Oh, you think that's where they came up with the name? Bombas? It is B-O-M-B-A-S. We should be clear about that.
Still.
Yeah, bomb-ass socks. Bombas socks are bomb-ass socks. So go to Bombas, bombas.com/ifiweretyou.
All lowercase.
All lowercase for 20% off your first order and free shipping. In the need for socks, check out Bombas socks. This is a fun episode because we had our friend on, G-Bays, George Basil.
Yeah, Mr.
Georgie.
Basil.
He's a unique character, and you guys are going to learn to love him real quick. But we have to start the episode in order for you to do that.
Yeah, so we'll talk to you later.
Yeah, things get real. Bye.
Jane Doe writes, I've got a problem. I've got a guy in. I know he's been sleeping around now. Jane, if you're listening, I got assistance. This is what I would do if I were you. I call it over. I call a lawyer. Cause shit like this don't end too well. If I were you, I'd burn his house down.
Maybe not that last one.
You know, you always do this. You know, here I am trying to give advice and listen, I really don't care. Fine. Whatever.
Maybe not that last one. It's only if I were you.
Oh.
It was a rap sketch in the middle.
Yeah.
It's a skit.
How'd you like that, George?
I liked that a lot. It was, that moved freely, flowed creepily. I liked it a lot.
Good. We're outside, so excuse any helicopter noises you're hearing.
Right at the start of the episode.
Yeah, yeah. Just to let people know.
Excuse the one helicopter that we started out with.
Oh, my God.
Music.
It's
actually
coming.
Just hovering above us. There's a spotlight.
We're underneath the heliopad. Thanks for coming to our heliopad.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm on the run.
You're on the lam.
Yeah, ma'am.
George Basil. Let me introduce you for people who don't know.
Man, go ahead. Give it a shot. You do your best.
You're putting on a blindfold right now.
Yeah. It's probably my last cigarette.
How would our fans know you? You're in College Humor videos.
Yeah. They know me from everywhere.
What was that?
Everything they've done is pretty much part of me.
How's that?
You know, if they've been
George is an enigma.
Yeah, I'm the aberration,
and that's why we hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
What's
if
the
you've
most
ever had a nightmare?
Yeah,
then you've met me.
You're Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, in the sleep world.
What's your most popular video that you've been in ever?
Oh my goodness, probably Wolverine. Well, no, probably the Google is a guy.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah, like the creepy wise. Guy in the Google is a guy, right?
Come on, man. No. I'm a businessman, and Google is a guy.
Yeah, you just always think he's the creepy guy and everything.
That's Are you a businessman?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
And Google is a guy? I can't remember. There's like three of them.
All right. So shouldn't you remember since you did it three times?
Yeah, but I don't think
you reprised the role.
All,
no. You did not?
No, it was like,
it three different ones?
Yeah, it was like first time was a creepy guy. Second time was like a creepy businessman. Third time was like a creepy athlete.
So it's always a creepy something. It's just whatever you play, you bring a creepy to it.
It's like Halloween costumes.
George was in a video that I wrote, The War of 1812.
That was the first video I've ever been in.
Did you know Jake wrote that?
In my life. Yeah, because we met at a bar afterwards.
Yeah, and I was really excited because you were really good in it.
Yeah, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And
you
I was
were
like, really cool.
You were wasted. You were on the floor. Everybody was like sort of trying to give you CPR. And I was like, you were really good in the video.
Thank you.
You were
for
a creepy soldier.
Creepy soldier. Would you say you're an actor or a comedian?
I think I'm an actor now. I used to be a comedian, but I don't laugh anymore.
You don't have to laugh to be a comedian.
Yeah, but you have to have laughter in your heart, and that's all gone.
Holy shit, dude.
Nah, it's all right.
You're like the opposite of a motivational speaker.
You're a demotivational. What's
screamer.
The opposite of
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be prolific soon. I'm going to start crying a lot of shit. And as soon as I start crying, I think it's going to open me up to, like, awards.
You're like Eddie Murphy. The more you act, the less funny you become until you're just a good actor who never smiles anymore. You're the white Eddie Murphy.
God, I hate him.
We should say that the opening theme song was written by Mike Skrilov. Pronounced like Skrillex, except, like, less cool, unless you say it in a Russian accent, then 110% more cool. Thanks, Mike Skrilov.
Skrilov.
That's really good.
Have you ever heard the show before?
No.
Let me explain things to you. This is an advice podcast. Oh, you don't even want to know.
Just because nothing matters
is all.
Yeah.
I'll explain it to them and then you can listen.
Okay.
So if you've never heard the show before, listener at home, this is an advice podcast. People write us their questions. They're in seek of guidance and they write us emails to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And then Jake and I offer our advice.
No shit.
And sometimes just us, and sometimes we have a really close acquaintance.
Wade Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Wade Eddie Murphy.
Do you guys take? Ooh, there was a question.
Mescaline.
Do you guys take mescaline too?
In addition to me. No, I got it. Do you guys accept calls? Is that what you're going to ask?
No. It had something to do with advice, but then I think I started spelling the word in my head and I lost track of everything. Sorry. Do you wear those headphones the whole time?
I wear headphones. Jake does not. And then you can if you want.
Oh, no.
I'm just making sure that nothing gets cut in and out and stuff like that.
Okay, you're the monitor, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like the monitor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't remember my question, but...
Let's get started with a question. These are real emails from real people. Mm. We're going to give them fake names. Ideally, you're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity. Can you give me a fake name of a lady?
Talc.
Huh?
Talc?
Last name?
Talc.
Talc, talc.
Talc, talc.
I love that.
Talc, talc.
Where's she from?
Monrovia.
So not that far away, really.
No, just a little east.
It's just like a town 80 miles east of Pomona. All right. Hey, guys. I'm Talc Talc, an 18-year-old in my first year at college. There's this guy in our friend group who told me he wants to sleep with me. He's a dime and a smoke show, a 10 out of 10. The only problem is I think he's a douchebag. His personality is so repulsive that it almost turns me off. I really want to sleep with him, but I'm having a hard time getting over this personality factor. Is it normal to not want to have a one-night stand or fuck buddy because of someone's terrible personality?
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the help. Love, Talc Talc.
Monrovia.
From Monrovia. What jumps out at you, George?
Well, I don't know. Can you be a dime if you're a dick?
That's a really nice... That's a Georgism already.
Can you be a dime if you're a... Oh, so you're saying at least reserve some of those points for a personality.
A couple of points.
So, like, the most attractive you can be is an 8, and then the 2 is, like, physically. Personality points.
Yeah, you can be an 8 physically, but then the last 2 bonus points come from, like,
extra
open your
credit.
Mouth and say something. Because, like, I mean, how many times have you guys been in a environment where it's, like, a bar full of beautiful women, and you're looking around, and you're like, yeah, they're all... That one's beautiful. That one's beautiful. That one's beautiful.
I don't think that's ever happened.
But then you're
saying, you gotta go to Monrovia, buddy.
But you're not attracted to them because they're so like unobtainably different.
No, not at all. No, within my reach. But
you have the coolest life ever. Because like we're our, as you're explaining this scenario, one, I've never been to a cool bar, and two, Amir's attitude is, but the problem is that they'll never like you.
We can't.
And then you're like, no, I'm hot enough to get them. It's not that.
Yeah, no, I'm an 8. It's with 4 on the back burner. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm
very 12. Nice.
No, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like they do something, say something, or act a certain way where you're just like, oh my goodness, that sucks.
And your dick just shrivels to nothing.
My dick is born shriveling.
Oh, it's a raisin.
Yeah,
at rest.
No, that's never happened to me. I could fuck whoever and right? then just like not anymore if I don't like their personality.
Oh, I wish I could.
But like one time for body and stuff, that's great.
Oh, so your default, your 0 is 1. You're like, oh, that girl's awful. I'll only fuck her once.
If she's especially awful, I feel like I'd want to fuck her a lot.
So it's inversely proportional. The worse you are, the more you want to have sex with them.
Yeah. Well, there's like some sort of threshold where like if they're just pretty bad, then I would only want to fuck them once. If they're really bad, I'd want to fuck them all the time.
Yeah.
And then, but for you, there can be something with their personality so bad, you don't even begin to be interested.
Not even close. Yeah. Yeah, the physical stuff, like everyone has physical flaws, even a dime, whatever this dude is considered like a dime, right?
Yeah.
There is a physical flaw somewhere. His asshole's cleft or his toes are smashed.
Cleft
or like
or he has a cleft asshole and but, smashed toes.
By the way, as I look down, I see your smashed toes and I'm 80% certain you have a cleft asshole.
Still a dime.
Baby.
From the waist up.
A cleft
there's
asshole.
There's no way to be, you know, that taken physically. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is like a perfect human specimen that I'm missing, but everyone's gonna have that one physical flaw. So if there isn't something to back it up, man, like something, say something witty, one thing, say a witty thing, order a drink in a funny way.
Yeah, like that's an old fashioned where you say what?
Old fashioned, please.
Oh, that's good. You say it in an old fashioned.
That's all
way.
You do. Yeah, just, it's simple. But dummies don't know that. Dummy dimes don't know that.
So you're saying good personality is sort of sense of humor? Or that
for
was
me,
just an example?
Yeah. No, that was for me, personally.
I think oh, so you can't date someone that's not funny.
Yeah. Or interesting or weird. I think there's a high weird factor that I need.
Yeah.
Weird. I like them weird.
All right.
Can they be too weird?
No.
That's me.
No.
I'm the too weird.
Yeah.
Have you ever been the more normal one in a relationship?
No. No, I haven't. That's why I like them too weird.
Sounds like they're not too weird, though. It sounds like you're too weird.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm too alone.
I've never had anybody be weirder than me.
And I never will. Ryan's too wheezy.
I'm also emotionally unavailable.
I'm a wacky dude and I'll be alone forever.
Alone in a bar in Monrovia, California. So what was her specific...
I'm waiting for someone named Talc to come in.
Will you let me know?
She said, is his personality...
Is it normal to not want to have a one-night stand or fuck buddy?
So in my situation, I'd say, yeah, but what about you guys?
And I think it's normal to not want to have a relationship with this guy, but if she's physically attracted to him, then maybe she... I mean, you might as well fuck him. It's not like there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
They're both single. They're both... he wants to fuck her. She kind of wants to fuck him. So, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or you could just, like,
make out with them and see if there's any sparks, then you don't have to fuck. You just like...
Oh, yeah, you can go to second or third base.
You don't need to go 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, so like she can touch... He can touch her breasts. That's first or
second base.
Oh, that's second base?
Of course that's second base. What do you think?
So zero
is... your first base without kissing is just breast touch.
First base is choking.
Oh, I meant like first base is like above the waist.
What's
stuff.
Second base then?
Second base is fingering.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then what's third?
Oral sex.
Nope.
Yeah.
That's its own league. First base is kissing. Second base is boob stuff. Third base is below the pants stuff. You have to specify if you go down on the person.
That's a new game.
Yeah. Oh, that's like a ground rule double or something. Or triple.
It's an inside the park home run, but it's ruled a triple with an error, a fielder's error. That's led to that last base.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Because it is always an error when it happens.
Or it's like a Barry Bonds thing where it's like a home run with an asterisk around it.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that? That guy was using the cream and the clear. I swear.
Roided up.
He really was. Have you seen his forehead? He's a Cro-Magnate. So the rest of this episode is about fantasy baseball.
Good, yeah.
Who do you have?
Sammy Sosa. Cro-Magnate, number two.
All right, I'll agree with Jake.
Really?
Well, I mean, it is normal to not want to, but you might as well go for it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah, I think I have like a physical block.
Yeah, but that's fine too. I think
that makes
either
you a
way
good guy
normal.
Because like I think most dudes would just fuck whoever. I mean, I think I'm not special that I would fuck anybody. I think that's like most guys.
Yeah.
And then there are like good guys who would say, I want to be attracted to the person mentally and physically.
Yeah.
For me, I don't care. I don't even need to be attracted to them physically.
Oh.
All they need to do is to be a girl and I'll want to fuck them.
Oh, really? Once.
Yeah, just to see what it's like.
So sex for you isn't an attraction thing. It's just it's equivalent of tossing a ball around.
Yeah.
No, because I have fun doing it.
Well, is it still fun if they're unattractive?
Yes. Sometimes it's more fun.
Yeah. Sometimes it's more fun.
Wait, now you're against me?
Only for unattractive.
Yeah. You like the unattractive. Yeah.
You're weird. The weird one's too weird, too unattractive.
There's nothing weirder than being ugly. Have you ever been attracted to an unattractive person?
Yeah, totally.
You're just into that.
Other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, laughing is the best thing.
So I guess who's to say who's attractive and not? If you are attracted to her, then she is attractive.
Yeah, so I've never been attracted to an unattractive person to myself.
By definition. Because once you're attracted to her, she becomes attractive.
She becomes attractive.
Now, let's discuss the semantics of love. Yeah. How would you... I'm getting a phone call.
Are you?
Hello? Hello?
Who's that person?
It's Jake's sister.
Get out of here. What's she doing in there? Just being an angel?
Yeah, she's just washing the dishes. She went shopping.
And now she's here. What is she doing here? She lives here?
She's moving to Los Angeles.
To here?
She actually lives right here in the cabin.
With you, her brother?
No, I live downstairs on a couch.
Oh, yeah? Does she need a home? Or?
Yeah, she does need a home.
This is great. All right.
Next question.
She's 26 and single, and it would be my absolute honor if you would fuck her.
On the show.
My unattractive sister.
Come out, Broomhilda.
She's weird.
You like it too weird, old-fashioned. Just washing dishes is the sexiest thing anyone could do.
She's as normal as they come, George.
Oh, okay.
So back off.
No problem. No problem. Right, what are we talking about? The sports again?
What were we talking? Oh, yeah.
The semantics of love.
No, it's just...
Okay.
What are the semantics of it? The same as the logistics?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about that.
It's all the same.
How many pieces of advice do you guys give on a typical podcast?
We should get like 3 or 4 in.
Yeah?
Yeah. Questions. Yeah.
But, 3 or 4 questions.
Cool.
But who's to say how much advice would it
be? Yeah. I'm out of here.
Oh, you're gone.
I'll be back now.
Well, because of that answer... You're holding us hostage? What, you wanted more or less? It's like you're hearing words for the first time. More or less. Well, what?
Is that a question?
Of course.
I agree with it.
It's two. It's two questions.
I agree with all that.
All right. Howdy. Oh, no. Okay. Sticky situation right here. We need a guy's name.
Can I see your sunglasses?
Mal...
No.
These are really nice. Are these vintage?
No, those are left over from a relationship.
Really?
So maybe they're vintage, but she's gone. So yeah, they're vintage.
To me.
To me.
Because they represent a woebegone era.
I wish I could. I wish I looked cooler in sunglasses.
Dude, those make you not look cool.
Yeah. Those are bad on you.
Especially with that.
It's tough to say that they're bad on you, but they're bad on you.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you do better with rectangular glasses.
Yeah, the problem is my nose is crooked.
What'd you do to it?
Actually, my sister down there broke my nose when we were kids.
So how's
I think
that normal?
I'm in love.
With me?
No. Okay, a sister that can break her brother's nose.
Yeah.
Because I broke my sister's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Match. Yeah. My ass beat, too.
Was your older sister?
Younger, and I wanted a brother. So.
Oh, so you punched her in the face?
Yeah.
Really? Is that true?
I wanted her to look more like my brother.
This is when you guys were in your
20s. Yeah. She was pregnant. I was angry. I had a few drinks, and I hit her.
Because you wanted a brother.
I wanted a brother.
Aren't I weird? I think no.
Yeah,
Why aren't you drinking like I am?
I think you're illegal, more than weird. Oh, yeah. Guy's name?
Martin.
That's so normal.
Talk, and then Martin. Martin writes, I'm a 20-year-old sophomore in college, but I'm pretty sure. But I'm a 20-year-old sophomore in college, but I'm very shy. My mother goes as far as to call me antisocial. I don't have very many experiences in the lady department. I've never had a girlfriend. In fact, I've only had my first kiss a month ago. But that didn't end well. Anyway, I go to my school's rec center and work out pretty much every day, and I see this really cute girl practically every time I go. I just can't make myself try to talk or flirt to her in any way. Do you guys have any advice on what to say specifically or how to gather up the balls in general to talk to a girl or just girls in general? Thanks.
I think you're going to be really good at this, Jake.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence.
What?
I don't have that like go up. You have that.
I have craziness.
But like, isn't that
I just
confidence?
Have lunacy.
If I see a girl every single day, I would be so mortified. I wouldn't be able to go up and be like, can I introduce myself?
Yeah.
I'm Jake. I see you all the time.
That's right. True.
And like, that's what you should say, right?
Right. It's so easy, but you won't do it.
I think this is what I personally would do. It's really simple. You just start saying, hey. You
just
see her
hey?
All the time. Smile. Say hey. And then.
Contact.
Like, if you see her every single day, just make that first hey. And then 2 weeks later, graduate to, how's it going?
Oh.
Just like, just slowly.
Chip away.
Yeah.
Chip away.
I think that's what I would do. Because I'm too, I mean, what George is going to say is what he should do.
Which is?
You go up to her, you hit her in the face with a barbell.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Then you cut her throat.
And whoa. I wish I had a brother.
Then you save her.
Yeah.
Then you save her life.
How are you?
You go up.
With approaching attractive ladies.
Horrible.
Really?
I won't do it. Yeah, I make fun of them to their face, and then I walk away.
But
fear
like rejection?
You can make friends really easily.
Yeah.
So you could walk up to a stranger, and by the end of the conversation, they would think you were great.
Yes, but very seldom is that stranger a hot girl.
You right. need somebody else to break the ice.
Ah. Yeah.
Is that true?
Maybe.
So what does it take? Who are the type of people that can walk up to anybody and say whatever?
I think those people are true assholes.
Yeah, those are the dime
piece I've got a lot of charm and charisma dormant inside me, and I need permission for it to come out.
So you need personal like
right.
access.
I need you to be like, hey, this is my friend so and so. And then I go in, and then I'm good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't go in and be like, I deserve to talk to you, and I'm cool. Here
yeah.
we go.
Yeah.
It's such a
catch 22.
I need someone else to say, impress me, and then I can rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
I can't go up to someone who doesn't seemingly want me to talk to them.
So not to get too therapy-oriented, but the first thing that Martin mentioned in this question is his mom.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
And he mentioned that his mom is like kind of a fucking cunt.
Mm-hmm. No, she says that she doesn't.
Not to get too therapy oriented with you.
But he didn't say
angry therapist. Like, yeah, like things are tough with my mom. Yeah,
she's being a cunt to you?
She sounds like your mom's being a cunt.
Just no, have a little face. Punch it.
She just said that she's antisocial.
Yeah, so fuck her.
And that's all moms.
Yeah, fuck all moms. That's a shitty thing to say to your son, because if he is, well, then you're partly responsible for that if you had any responsibility, like if you took any.
And for those of you guys out there saying George doesn't have any right to comment like this, he's a mother.
I am my mom.
Yeah.
I am my mom.
George has a daughter. This is a real fact.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're a parent.
So you know how, like, this is, we're talking about actually raising kids.
Absolutely. You have to give them all the tools that they need to build that self-confidence and stuff like that.
Oh.
Not necessarily, like, not specifically for stuff like going up to a girl, because right. that you're going to have a hurdles with that no matter what.
Right.
But the foundation of confidence is going to come from your parents.
So it's the only parent, place it can come from.
Kind of, yeah. They're the ones that are, even if it comes from other people, other relatives or other friends and
family
group, that family member, your most immediate family member, is the one that's like introducing you to that.
Right.
Taking you into those situations. You guys have both
met
Lula.
Yeah, your daughter's awesome.
She's great, right?
She's got the confidence.
Right. She is confident.
And she's confident around people that she may have only met a few times because she's developed that understanding.
She's like friendly with other kids.
Right.
But what about kids that are introverted? Are they wrong?
No. I think introverted.
Like if I was a shy kid, is that the same as being the opposite of confident? Or can I be confident and shy?
I think introversion's fine. I think being like shy is cool so long as like when someone does try to encounter or like, you know, activate you socially that you can do it.
Right.
If you're crippled by interaction.
Even shy people can be confident. Like I don't want to talk to people, but if somebody talks to me, then I can like be articulate and charming in my own way.
So
you almost have to just be confident that, like, you know what, I'm an introvert and that's okay. I'm shy and that's fine.
I'm introverted, even though you guys think that I'm like a crazy fuck face that like rolls around.
I do think that.
Like you do seem like you're confident. Like you're always a little bit tipsy.
Yeah, I'm always a little messed up. But there are parties or events or whatever where I'm standing there and it's like, I'm going to stand right here. My feet aren't going to move and I will not look at anybody. And I will stare down and everything just goes gray and I smoke a ton of cigarettes and I drink a lot until it's just like, well, now I got to go.
I'm going to be on the lookout for that.
You should see that guy.
We should go out tonight. What are you doing after the table read, bro?
I don't want to go out with George. I want to go out with Sad George.
I can show you that guy.
You mean Gorge?
Oh, Gorge. Sorge.
Here comes Sorge.
What would you say to Martin?
Well, actually, your sister just said, this is very apropos.
Let's
I think
ask.
We could say this, but she was hit on a run. And this is sort of the same thing. Like, if I see a cute girl on a run, I never know what to say after I tackle her.
Right. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Thank you so much. Good night,
everybody. This is a citizen's arrest.
Oh.
And she's like, yeah, he just came up to me and started talking. I'm like, what did he say? What can you
How
say?
How did he do it?
And she said, do you remember what she said?
Yeah, well, she said something. Oh, I remember the exact thing that he said.
Yeah, which is
First of all, they crossed paths on this run three times.
I know, but this is the first day that he saw her.
But like, I don't think she would be into some dude who like, as he was running, just stopped her and was like,
this guy's seen this girl at the gym multiple times.
Right. So he said, is it weird if I introduce myself?
I think that's perfect.
Slick as fuck.
Because it's self-aware.
Yeah.
But it's also confident.
Myself.
Yeah. Is it weird? Like,
and of course
I know this
not.
Is weird.
Nobody should be like, yeah, it's a little weird. Don't
do it.
Well, it helps that you're a handsome dude.
Right.
But is he a handsome dude?
He's at least jacked if this dude goes to the gym every day.
Really?
You're talking
10 minutes
Martin.
On the elliptical.
I'm talking about your
sister. Oh, my sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said he was handsome. I don't know. I'm going to kick his ass. I know that.
Nobody can have her.
I'm going to be a protective brother into my 50s and 60s.
To the point where you're just beating up her loving husband.
My brother-in-law. They've had three kids.
Tell me they're fucking adopted, right, man. Dude, tell me they're fucking
adopted. One more kid comes out of my sister. Done, dude.
I'll know
you boont.
Booned.
How many times you freaking booned, dude? On your honeyboon.
Did you have sex with Brett Boone or Aaron Boone, dude? I swear.
Walk off homer, bottom of the 11th. You got to be shitting me with that, dude.
It would be an honor if Boone, my Boone. That's what you call your sister, right? Your Poon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boone. I want you in my room.
So that's my advice, is to say that line exactly.
I like that line a lot.
Is it weird
if I introduce myself?
I think that's perfect. I wonder if this guy's so cool he came up with that on the spot, or if he's been using that line. Because that's my line now.
Yeah.
I came up with it, I think.
Yeah, I also developed that line. Yeah, I'm very proud of it.
We all have that line now.
Just saying, like going up to people and asking if they're married.
Are you married?
Is it weird if I ask you if you're married?
You're married, right? All the good ones are.
No, I'm not. Is it weird if I think you're married?
Hey, are you also married? Is this weird?
We're going to get a ring.
Do you want to know my name?
That's a good line, too. You walk up to a girl, do you want to know my name? That's pretty funny.
Can I give you something? My name.
Do you mind if, can you just watch my name?
What if you go up to a bar and you just say to a girl, will you buy me a drink? Hey, will you buy me a drink?
That's funny, but it's also kind of like the game.
Yeah,
to walk up to a girl and demand a drink.
Stupid glasses.
You look like kind of like a chubby Paris Hilton. Buy me a drink.
Backhanded compliment. I love it. It's the game, dude. You got to insult her in a hot way.
I'm peacocking by wearing a
peacock.
A pocket watch.
I'm actually
a pocket watch and a boa. And then you neg.
You reneg on a promise. That way it shows that you don't give a shit about her. What's another good example of a thing to say to a girl in public? Is there something as good as, is it weird if I introduce myself?
Well, that's self-deprecating. So, like, if there's a girl who wants confidence, like, somebody, you might just want to go up and say, hey, I'm Jake.
Beast.
Right.
Hey, I'm a beast.
Hey, I'm Beast.
Oh, like, that's your name.
You could totally do that. Your hair is so long.
You do look like a lion.
I am Beast. Give me an old-fashioned.
It's just like the end of Terminator where you're turning into like seven characters in molten lava.
Beast. Impress her with my range right off the bat.
Yeah, dude. I'm an actor, not a comedian. I don't laugh.
Dude, when you're on TV, if you're on TV you are, you don't fucking need to say shit, bro.
You don't even have to talk to him.
Hi, I'm on MTV's Pranked.
Motherfucker. That was my show, not yours.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, yeah.
That was Pranked.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Is that still on?
No. God, no. It's over.
Five
yeah.
seasons, though.
That's on True TV.
Or four.
Right. Five seasons or four? True TV. I think it was five.
Baller. You really did it? You were doing that?
Yeah, I hosted a prank show with Streeter. Do you know Streeter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lustig. Adam Lustig?
No. Oh, that was a different one. That was a different prank show.
He was on Punk'd.
He was on Punk'd.
He's a punk, dude. That's what I'm saying. Lustig, if you're listening,
yeah,
and I know you are, get up and come out.
He's not.
This is one of the most popular radio shows.
Yeah, for actor comedians.
Come by right now. This is a live radio.
Somebody once asked me, I guess they won't listen. Maybe they'll listen. Let's take a break, and I'll tell you guys what this person said during the break, and then we'll come back with more George Basil.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
need. That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never complain or talk about it to anyone ever.
Buried deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Yes. And a masquerade.
But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to, you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms, give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. And we're back.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
Yeah. Not a swear in the world.
You were on a phone with the doctor, and I just yelled, "And we're back," and you had to hang up on him.
It's about to give you results.
Sorry, How are you doing in general?
Good. My hair's long.
Hair's long. No beard.
No beard. My daughter had a jogathon today at her art school, so I went to that.
Nice.
I gave them money. How many? I live like I'm rich.
But you're not.
Nope.
So you just cut checks.
Just like cutting checks, throwing dollars. It doesn't matter. I gave them $100 of cash today.
In cash.
The crazy thing about George, I think, is that you have a very adult life. Yeah. You own a house.
But I'm a child.
Several cars.
Yes.
You have a daughter.
Yeah.
You
a classic car. I mean, like,
you live a
fine well.
You have like fatherly life, but I also think that like you're basically the same as us.
Oh, worse.
Worse.
Way worse.
Way worse.
Can you guys handle the quiet? Cuz I can't. I can't handle the quiet or the dark or the lone.
Or the loud.
Or the
quiet
loud.
Is bad. Loud is worse. Loud. Darkness is awful. Brightness is actually 10 times worse than that.
Having a hard time with this earth. But I do have 3 cars. Proud of each one of them. And a daughter.
I'm sort of proud
of her.
She's
all right.
She's fine.
She's one of the cars. I mean, I like the Toyota.
I do like that fucking pickup. I think overall, well, everything's busy. Things are cool. Busy in our business is like never stable or promised.
Well, you shot a pilot of a TV show.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so in our business, we get busy for like 3 weeks or a month, and then we wait for a long time, and we're scared.
Poof. Yeah, and then they say, you're going to be busy for several years, or never mind, back to the drawing board.
Yeah,
there's nothing
we're
in
never going to see you again. Like all these relationships. Like, you like the writers, you like the director. Yeah, well. They don't
buy
care.
Forever.
They're on to the next one. And you are on to nothing.
It's true. You have to get so many miracles done just to get it.
Yeah, just to get there.
But like auditioning is hard, and then getting the part is even harder. And then you have to be on the pilot, and then that has to go, and then that has to do well.
Plus, after you're on the pilot, even if the pilot goes, they'll focus test, and if everyone's like, this pilot's really funny. We don't like George.
Yeah.
They're like, all right,
bye.
This character's gone.
Yeah, you hear about that. It's like, oh, this show went, but the lead was changed at the last second after a table read. Like, oh, that's devastating.
Jesus.
She didn't read it well at the table, and now she's unemployed. Instead, we have her now.
She has a job and will be rich from the show.
If you she's get, lucky.
And then when you don't succeed, you just read a blog about everyone that did in exactly your place. Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't get the part, but look at everyone congratulating this person. He got it, and now he's rich and famous, and you're not.
Yeah, but the cool thing is that he's still miserable.
Oh.
Right, everyone's still sad.
Yeah, everybody's still really
business?
Sad.
Yeah, nobody's actually happy.
No,
because we're always being judged.
What is happy?
Like, that's, you know, like when you
beer,
like
IPA is,
yeah,
they're really happy.
when are you the most happy?
When am I?
Yeah.
Let's get to the next question.
Okay. Okay.
My most happy, fake name, Taylor.
That was great. I feel happy now. Do you feel like you're happy and sad throughout the day? Like, or do you have good days and bad days?
Yeah, both. Yeah, there have been solid ass days of just like down, moment to moment.
Then you're laughing like, so much, like, you're so cute.
I'm sad. I cry. I want to kill myself. And then some days are good, and then some days I'm just like, some days I wish I wasn't even real. Get lower. Well, you have to enjoy it all, right?
You have to.
You have to.
Isn't that what therapy's about? Getting yourself to enjoy it more?
Yeah, therapy's a load of shit. But it's fun. You should do it. If you do not,
I should do therapy.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know if I get it covered in my new non-health insurance life.
Ah, yeah. Obama, just call.
He'll actually
Barry.
Yeah, he'll take calls.
Mr. Obama, I'll do Kaiser Permanente,
sir.
All right, let me just check.
Mr. Obama, I'll take one Kaiser.
Mr. Obama is a good way to insult the president.
Yeah.
Wow, Mr. Obama, hi.
Oh, hey.
Well,
I guess
Barack, how you do,
folks?
What did you answer when you're happiest?
No, I don't think I did. I'm trying
to. Is there a specific thing?
Yeah. It's probably doing something with the little one, little home girl, for the first time that is complete. Like, went to a museum, which we've done a million times. And even this one specifically, we'd been to, I think you and I, didn't we go to that Natural History Museum?
Yes, I was with you.
Yeah, so we went maybe a month ago. And she's been fascinated with Pompeii. And
your daughter.
Story. Yeah.
Your daughter.
The daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
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 This is only mine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take anybody else's daughter.
We didn't assume that.
No, but I will.
Okay. Yeah. It'll happen.
It. Just any hasn't happened yet. Any girls. she's fascinated by Vesuvius and Pompeii and shit, which is crazy because she's six.
Right.
It's so cool to be like, God, you must just like pump your fist, be like, yes, my daughter's into something cool.
Yeah, just like fuck nerd it out.
She's
like,
volcano.
Yeah.
She likes that.
I didn't do it. I try to get her into shit, and she's just like, yeah, cool, soccer. Ah, I don't care.
But this, she like took to it herself.
But
she's
this, like, I think we watched a couple of videos because she was into mummies for a while, like a long time, and she just kept wanting to watch like mummy documentaries and be like weirded out by it. And then this Pompeii story, I didn't even really elaborate too much. I didn't sell it. I was just like, yeah, it was this thing, and it killed everybody in this village, and they were all preserved because of the ash and because of all the other stuff, and they actually couldn't even see where the city was because it was completely covered in all this other shit that, I guess, to a kid's brain was just like, what? And so we went to an exhibit at the Space Museum. What the fuck is that?
The aeronautics or something?
Nah. It's not the one that we went
on exposition. Yeah, it's right next to the Natural History.
Oh, gotcha.
Science Center or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, they're all, like all in that same complex.
Yeah, and that was cool as shit.
Like seeing her, or it was cool for you. She wasn't even there.
No, she didn't come. It was just me, and I was taking videos of myself, and I was like, "This is cool."
Sending them to your daughters, like, "Can you come pick me up at school?"
Sorry, I'm in an IMAX.
Does she have a 4D? Does she text you?
No, not yet.
How do you get in touch with you? You'll call the house.
How do you get in touch with the kid?
Yeah.
They're always just wherever you left them. they literally can't go fucking anywhere on their own.
Wait, finish your story. What was
am
so
I allowed
happy?
To curse on this? Great.
Let me start from the top. What was so cool and what was so great?
Just watching the experience of that sort of fascinated learning in a way that I don't know if that happens in school. I don't remember it happening that much in school. My family never really did any kind of shit like that. Like, we never went camping and stuff. And so everything that I try to do with her is a brand new thing for me too.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
So you're like a child with her.
Kinda.
Right. And you're like actively giving her a much different childhood than you had.
180.
Wow.
On the complete other side of the spectrum.
Yeah, why does that, like, I remember learning that, like, abusive parents create abusive parents. But I was when I learned that, I'm like, shouldn't it be the opposite? Like, if you're abused as a kid, shouldn't you then be really nice to your kids because you know how bad it is?
Yeah, but to speak as an abusive parent.
You're actually testing that theory out.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in 20 years.
Well, that goes hand in hand with the whole, from my experience, it goes hand in hand with you grow up to be your dad. You grow up to be your mom. Like, you become them as a parent. And that is, that has that abusive nut in it, because shit that I had to go through when, you know, somebody would yell or slap you upside the head or like hit you with glass and then, you know, would grind it into your gums.
Your cleft ass.
I'm weird. Cut your cleft ass. Stomp your toes.
But then you don't want to do that to your daughter.
No, but you do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you don't want to.
You don't want to, but it's going to happen. Yeah, it's sort of with out of my control. We got him. We got him on tape admitting it.
But you do. You do, because that's what's learned. That's the grain.
That's like, all you know.
Your grain, yeah.
But don't you put your own spin on the grain?
That's how the attempt at like doing completely different shit. Because we know people, you guys might be one, that whose parents actively tried to get you into other things. Like, yeah, let's go to the museum. Yeah, let's go camping. Yeah, let's go
right
to a beach together and just surf and like hang out like we're buddies and shit and smoke weed together and just like.
But you smoke weed with your daughter?
Dope. You're hot. You're
this is him trying to convince Lulu to smoke.
Come on, just you little take pussy.
Take a drag.
You think Pompeii is cool now?
Imagine if you're high.
Like, I'm just thinking about this ash. It's coming down out of the holy.
Would you get high with your child?
Yeah, I will.
But what age do you think that's appropriate?
One or two.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Blow the smoke right in your face.
Yeah, one or two.
Oh.
Just once or twice.
Of course.
And then at two or three.
Two or three. Yeah. Oh. And then what happens at four or five?
Lula's fifth birthday was a build-your-own bong party. You were there.
You're at Build-A-Bong in Monrovia.
Yeah. I will definitely do it. Will you?
I don't think so. I was born, because I'm in the opposite. I was born into a family like drugs are bad. Just as a blanket.
I've never heard of that.
And then, like, I didn't get high or do or drink even throughout high school. And yeah. Then when I got to college, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm a little more independent. I could try this stuff.
Did they never, like, set you up with the expectation of, like, look, this is going to come up. You might want it. It was all under the
rug. I had some friends that their parents were like, you kids got to fail for yourself and learn. And my parents were like, you're not going to fail. Trust us. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't go there. Hitting me in, like, being bumpers in a bowling alley. It's like, oh, at least I didn't get a gutter ball. But that's, I don't even know what that's like.
Because
my parents were constantly, like, shielding me from everything bad.
Yeah. Well, that's...
That's one way to do it.
Smoking weed is smoking weed isn't necessarily bad. It's not
that's
a gutter ball.
That's
a strike in another lane.
That's right. What I was
going to
say. Yeah. Nice,
dude.
Nice, bro. Let me get that.
But, like, I guess that will lead me to a path where I don't want to get high with my children.
Right. Because of the same mistakes that your parents made.
Exactly. That's the abuse. That's the nut. But can you imagine getting high with your parents?
No. Because my dad is a murderer. And my mother is an immigrant.
And my mother's an astronaut.
And my mother's on space. She's already high. Yeah, I could. It would be ridiculous because it would be like me coming in as a professional.
I don't know. It seems like if you get high with your kids, those kids are going to do harder drugs one day. Like, they never just do pot if they smoke pot with their parents.
Yeah, no. The gateway drug is alcohol and aspirin.
Aspirin. Aleve and cherry popsicles.
Yeah.
Would you get high with your child?
You're only going to have one?
Well, I want to have as many as I can.
Yeah.
But zero.
It feels like I wouldn't necessarily, because I don't smoke a lot of weed now, so I can't imagine like smoking. It's not really part of my life experience where like I would want to.
But who else would you rather introduce them to this psychotropic
thing? So you want to be the first to tell them about weed.
I mean, I would definitely like, I think I had, when I was growing up, my parents weren't like, we're going to smoke with you, but I was made aware of it. And when I got caught smoking, it wasn't like, it was like, I came home late from curfew. They weren't like, you can't do this. It's really bad. Like, oh, you idiot. Like, don't do that. Don't bring it into the house. Don't let me find that in your pants. That was what it was.
They were more cool with it.
I would probably be, I hope I would be slightly cooler than them just to be like, yeah, smoking weed's not that bad. You can do that. Don't come home high to dinner when your grandparents are here. I don't know exactly how I'd handle it, but I probably would be like pretty lenient, but not necessarily wanting to
not introductory with them.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be the one that was.
I wouldn't be the one that like gave them weed the first time.
I'm not talking about giving them weed and sending them off to like sell it.
Right. I also don't think I had a little warrior for them. Didn't you also have friends whose parents were like, if you're gonna drink, I want you to do it at our house.
And those parents seemed like weirdos.
Yeah, like. Me.
I want to see y'all drunk.
I'm 100% cool with my kids. I want to have friends who are those parents so I can like send my kid to a safe place to drink. But I definitely don't want to be the parent that's like, all right, I got beer for everyone as long as everyone stays in my basement.
Ma'am, there's 31 drunk teenagers. I know, but they're in my basement. Well, not all of them. Some of them got out.
Yeah.
One of them died. How did they now? Okay, well, that was part of the plan.
We found a couple in a root cellar that it looks like you tied up.
All right. give me 1 minute. I just got to hop in my car.
You guys know about Pompeii?
Cops.
Smoke a little of this wacky tobacco and relax.
Well, what if your daughter learns that she goes to school and at age 12, she's like, they taught me that drugs are bad and marijuana is bad. Are you going to be like, set her straight? Like, are you going to go above the school?
Fuck yeah. Fuck school, man. Fuck cops. Fuck school.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You know fuck the police. Fuck school.
Yeah, fuck outdoors, sons. Yeah. Sunshine.
Fuck
sunshine. Windows.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It'd be funny, like, send them to school and be like, just pay attention in math. Everything else, like, I don't know the math part, so you can learn that there. But, like, the
we'll
social
be the sickest
shit.
Team. Like, I know all about that other shit.
Bring the math home.
Yeah.
Leave everything else there.
Math and science. You got that, kid?
Don't eat their food. Never eat their food.
I'll supersede any stupid ass like
public school or private school, either school.
Any school, dude. Any school. You're teaching that many kids that much information, like that shit is bound to be
false,
standardized and gross. And not false, but generally
lowest common denominator. Like, hey, little Ricky in the back's got to understand it. So now we're going to dumb it down for little Lula. That's not fair. Fuck Ricky. That's what I'm saying. Get that motherfucker out of school.
Fuck Ricky.
Well, aren't there like super liberal schools that you'd be down with?
She's in one.
Yeah. Oh.
She's in a super liberal
it's a tightrope walking school.
Columbus Day is called Murderer's Day and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's called Invader Day. Successful Invasion Day.
She goes around accusing other kids of supporting this mass murderer.
Yeah.
And then in high school and stuff, you're just going to continue sending her to the liberal schools?
Yeah, as a teenager going to like elementary school classes. Mm. I wanted to still keep it real. Keep it basic. Keep it real.
You're going to send your 15-year-old to first grade?
Like Billy Madison?
Yeah.
All right, Lily, you're going to do every single grade in 2 weeks.
Motherfucker.
Your daughter's a social experiment.
She kind of is.
Like remember that when I was getting that, I was trying to get a dog, trying to like foster a dog, and they emailed a mirror, or they had to call him to like interview him to see if I was a normal dude. And you were like, yeah, get Jake a dog. This is going to be so funny. That's like what it seems like to George to have a kid. Like, George could have a kid.
Oh, that's so funny.
Think about it. She'll like,
what'd he do wrong?
Do you ever lie to your kid just for fun?
No.
But you could.
Yeah. No, I could lie to her about all kinds of stuff.
You could just call like names differently.
Yeah.
What about Santa?
I lie about Santa.
Oh, you
still lie about Santa?
Yeah. I mean, those things.
Right. That's like normal parent lies.
Let it live as long as,
Right.
When she comes, the first time she comes to me, I will never argue the case for Santa's existence. The first time she comes and she's just like, someone said Santa's not real.
They're right.
No shit.
Oh, really?
You're 7. Wow. Happy birthday, you idiot.
Her birthday is Christmas. I forgot.
This is you in a Santa suit.
I can take this off. Cool.
Thank God.
As soon as she finds out, that's when she stops getting presents, right?
Yeah, that's why it's like a little easier on that.
I'm going to believe in Santa until I'm 18.
It is so sweet. Like, I'm always like saying like, oh, my kids aren't going to believe in that shit. And then like, I walked in on my niece, 6 years old, writing a letter to the tooth fairy. I'm like, oh, who am I to take that away?
But I did. I said, you know, the tooth fairy's not real. How would that work logistically? So, and she's like, what do you mean?
Like, do you believe in fairies in general? She's like,
I don't know. I guess I haven't thought about it.
So you think that every time you lose a tooth, she gives you cash? Right. And then how does that work
there
out,
there wouldn't
really
be like a fairy of any other thing. Just for the teeth. Just a winged lady that likes teeth.
Uncle
and she
Amir
collects them of all the little boys and girls. Can you imagine how creepy her palace would be?
The tooth palace.
That is funny, just imagining the tooth fairy at home, just like at the end of the day, throwing a bag of loose baby teeth.
It's a living. Actually, it's not tooth fairy because you pay for all the teeth.
Yeah, but I'll get it back in the long run. I'll sell
this
the
is
teeth.
Investment. This is enamel futures.
You can trade that. You can trade it anywhere. We're out of time. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Come on. Were there no other letters from strangers?
Let's do one rapid fire. All one right, last real quickie. Quick rapid fire.
What a quickie.
We just try to do it as quick as possible.
I got to get out of here.
All right, well, no, real quick. Dude.
I'll come back.
Okay, right 15, now?
Yeah.
15 minutes?
15 minutes.
You want to go on a run?
You guys be here?
Yeah.
Rapid fire takes a while, doesn't it?
All right. This is a funny question, but we'll do it.
Is it short?
Give
is
me
your
a
your sister staring at me? Dude, tell her to stop.
Just tell her to relax.
Just tell her to fucking cool it. It's enough.
Isn't it weird to introduce myself from out here?
Is it weird for my daughter to introduce me for me?
Has Lil ever seen you hit on somebody?
I've never hit on anybody.
How could she see something that's never happened?
How could she see
that would be the Santa Claus. That would be the tooth fairy.
Yes. She does not believe in that, which does not exist.
All right. This is just a funny question, but maybe we can answer it quickly. Give me a guy's name.
Alex.
Writes. Hey, bitches. I got more than a sticky situation on my hands. It's
what
actually...
the fuck is this guy? Sorry, go ahead.
Actually, my private school is going to a tropical country next month. Only a handful of kids and a couple teachers are going. Most of the female teachers at my school are hot as absolute heck and fresh out of college, and I love them for it. Every guy going on the trip has a crush on a certain teacher who is also going. I'm done with school shortly after we come home from this vacation. All the guys at school are constantly hitting on the teachers. The teachers are insanely flirtatious also, so it's kind of hard not to hit on them. Obviously, we never tried to make a move. Also, the student-teacher relationship at my school is ace. We curse at each other and flirt with each other. We're comfortable talking about any given subject. We're more like friends than students. Given this knowledge, what do you think I should do when I'm on this vacation? Would it be really fucking stupid to try fucking my teacher? I'm sure Jake will say yes, but I really want y'all to imagine being in my shoes for this one. If you were a horny senior in high school going to a tropical country with a hot young teacher, would you really not try to fuck her? If you do think I should make an attempt at this, how should I go about doing this? I want to do it in such a way that even if I realize there's no chance in France at fucking her, it won't damage my relationship with her. Also, I don't want to get expelled or some shit. Yours truly, Alex.
I like Alex.
What kind of fucking porn school is this?
Yeah,
the teachers are hot and we flirt and talk and all the guys are hot too and then we go to Hawaii. That's not a school.
This is how rich people actually live.
Yeah,
If you're like rich and hot, this is just your, like, he is Laguna Beach.
Yeah. All my teachers are 23 and I'm 19. We're all hot.
My life is already paradise, and then we're gonna actually go to paradise.
She was a senior last year, and now she's my teacher this year. Should I? Shouldn't I?
I feel
my
like
hair's longer.
Should I? You're always trying to fuck them, right?
Yeah,
there's no like.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to a girl, then I'm trying to fuck her.
Right.
There is no like turning it on or off or like, all right, I'm gonna be chill and then like
it just is,
and then I'm gonna try. It's like just always try, and then maybe you will.
Or. Don't try.
And then you will.
And then you definitely will.
Oh, so the less you try, the more attractive you are.
Exactly. Buy a journal.
Yeah, but then I think there are guys like...
Buy a journal.
Just write on a journal on the beach and you will get it.
That's maybe true. But there are guys that are really good at trying and acting like they're not trying.
Like you.
I'm always trying, but I'm good at hiding it.
That sounds like magic.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough thing to pull off, but that's what I'd suggest here.
It's a tightrope walk, to be sure.
So try to fuck the teachers.
Try to fuck the teacher, but sort of be a little bit passive about it. Don't, like, you know, say, hey, come back to my room, because then it's going to be really weird. But just try to be...
Float it out there.
Yeah. Charming. Stay up late. Suggest drinking on the tropical island. Drinking age might be 18. Y'all might be able to get drunk together. There we go.
You are directing another porn.
Yes.
We shouldn't be doing this porn. This is it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuckmefinally.com.
Somebody bought that. Jake talked about his favorite idea for a porn website series.
It's sort of a style of porn.
Yeah. You have sex and then you kill them?
Jesus Christ. That's a completely different genre, but it would probably be just as lucrative.
And we called it Fuck Me Finally, and then within 12 hours, somebody purchased fuckmefinally.com.
Get the fuck
and
out.
And put our faces on it.
Yeah.
And it's
what?
Actually pretty funny. You guys can check it out here. Let me load it for you, George.
Whoa.
Fuckmefinally.com.
You guys didn't even have to do it?
No, I just...
URL.
No, I got it. It was just no internet.
Not.
All right.
Not found.
Hold on. I want to just turn it around and show it to you. Like some sort of grand reveal.
Oh, my God, dude. That's... amazing. That's milk on your head?
No.
What?
No.
God, I wish. We shoot just cum for milk.
Chummy mug.
Chummy mug.
All right. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I don't know. That's it. Go for it. Why not?
That's yours? Go for it. Why not? Mine's like, get a journal, man. Learn how to surf, dude. Read a fucking book.
Then you'll have so much sex.
Be a man, Alex. And then you can have sex with anybody you want, including no one.
It seems like there's no rules at this beach. They're a temptation island.
Right. You told Lula she's not allowed to have a journal, right, for that very reason.
Yeah. I was like, no.
What kind of dad are you going to be with boyfriends, like, 8 years from now?
I'm going to slap the shit out of him. I'm a jealous brother.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Or a protective brother.
Right.
Jealous. Get your hands off my sister.
You're fucking my sister? Nobody fucks
my
sister
job,
but
you
me.
You piece of shit. Who do I love? I'm a protective brother. I've always been that, and so this falls hand in hand. It's just like, I mean, I'm sure. What time is she gonna date? What
I
time?
Don't know.
3 o'clock? 4 o'clock?
5 o'clock?
I'll slap
rock.
The shit out of anybody
at any time.
At any time of the day.
The worst part is the first boyfriend she has will be the ugliest person alive, a teenage boy.
Ooh,
yeah, they're half formed weirdos, and then they're gonna bring one both. Wait, how old is she? Yeah.
Six.
Oh, she's got some time, right?
Yeah, no, but he knocked her down in a bouncy house one time, and I gave him a look like, I'll beat the shit out of your dad.
Yeah. I'll beat the shit out of your dad.
Your dad will literally, I'll slap that full executive ass.
This is like that show, The Slap. You're going to slap a kid, and it's going to create an 8-part miniseries on NBC starring you.
You're obsessed with that show.
I'm serious, people. Let's talk about it.
Isn't Uma Thurman in that?
Yeah.
She's cool.
Anything you want to plug?
No.
Do you want to?
I was never here.
No. Yeah, well, we turned around and he's gone. George Basil, thanks for coming on the
show.
Thank
you for having me.
Fun. For more questions, or if you want us to answer your questions, go to If I Were You Show, or email us ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. For every podcast episode, listen at ifiwereyoushow.com. This is the only one with George, unfortunately.
So far.
Yeah, but you'll be back.
Yeah.
You'll always be back. And so will we. See you guys soon. Oh, wait, shit, the opening theme song and the closing theme song. Opening one was written by Mike Skrilloff, and this last one was written by Sam. So thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Peace.
You know what the best part about this podcast is? No guests. All right, now, my girlfriend is a gosh damn smoke show. In the club like Jay Witz and a Fedodo. Calling Jake out on a Thursday blast. That sweet booty be going clap, clap, clap. You better seize the cheese. Strap on your pair of me undies. They'll give you advice. There's no need to say please. All right, now when I say swipe, you say right.
Swipe, right, right, right.
When I say swipe, you say right.
Swipe, right, right.
When I say, I don't know where I was going with that. But it's ifiwasyoushow@gmail.com. I said ifiwasyoushow@gmail.com.